It's not just Christmas Eve when such sounds fill the sanctuary at the First Presbyterian Church of Clark Summit. They celebrate Jazz Appreciation Month there in April, and they work in a swinging way on Labor Day weekend. But they appreciate and celebrate all kinds of music at the Church on the Hill, and they formalized their commitment almost two decades ago by establishing an annual series, the Arts at First Presbyterian Church series. The 2017-2018 season gets underway this Sunday with an afternoon of classical music featuring organist Brendalyn Leach and clarinetist Katie Morell. Reverend Bill Carter, pastor of the church, composer, arranger, and jazz pianist, and John Weiss, chair of the Arts at the First Presbyterian Committee, stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk with us about the series and its history. John Weiss.
It started about 16 years ago, and I think Bill and I just, you know, both as performers, we want to provide a venue for people to perform, and especially like soloists and small ensembles. A lot of times they don't have opportunities to perform for people, and we thought we'd like to highlight some of the regional performers, but then we've also brought in people from outside the area as well. So we've enjoyed having that opportunity.
And you've had a tremendous range of performers, haven't you, over the years?
We've had everything from jugglers and fire eaters to puppeteers, sculptors, as well as the full range of musical artists.
Bill, you often are at this table talking about jazz and the spirit. What about the overall creative arts and the spirit?
Well, all of us have the capacity within us to tap into our latent creativity. But when you're surrounded by people who have cultivated this for decades of their professional life, it touches something deep within us. We've been offering these art series concerts and presentations just to enrich the community, and they've grown every year. They are very strongly supported by the people who come and by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and County of Lackawanna, and certainly appreciate all the opportunities you give us, Erica, to come and talk about this. We're all in the same general enterprise of enriching and enlarging the creative spirit in our community.
John, I've known you as a singer forever, and you must know the inside of that space inside out. What's it like to perform there?
Oh, it's a very resonant space. It's really nice. You know, it's a relatively small church. I mean, we have probably room for about 200 people, but it's very resonant, and it's a great place to sing.
Almost 20 years ago, when we decided to pull up the Harvest Gold carpet from 1970-something, we put down a hardwood floor, and instantly it's become a recital hall, a place for vocal studios, instrumentalists, even a couple of recordings to happen. Yeah. Word has spread pretty quickly.
What do we have in store for us, just the overview of this particular season?
This year, well, we start with this wonderful concert on October 15th with Dr. Brenda Leach and Dr. Katie Morell. Dr. Leach is an organist and a nationally renowned, internationally known organist and conductor. And Dr. Morell is actually at the beginning of her career and a graduate of Dunmore High, but also Penn State and Ohio State. And she brings kind of a classical sensitivity of Mozart and also a deep appreciation for contemporary music, brand new compositions, one of which she'll perform.
Bill, you and Dr. Leach each teach at Marywood University, and you were able to sit down with her on campus to ask her about her performing life. And let's share a bit of that conversation with our listeners now.
My primary instrument is organ, and I started as a child. And I actually started kind of backwards. I started on a small Hammond organ that lived in our living room and was quickly obsessed with the whole instrument and the whole notion of the organ. I moved from that into the church organ. Our church had just gotten a brand new pipe organ. And when I was tall enough to reach the pedal board, I started lessons. And then when I got serious about going into music, I was told wisely that I needed a solid piano background as well. A lot of people who play the organ start with the piano and then go the other direction. So I kind of started backwards. But I've been playing since I was very young, and I always knew what I wanted to do. I was never the 18-year-old wondering what to do with my life. I always had a very clear sort of path ahead of me and was very lucky. I did my undergraduate at Susquehanna University with Jim Boringer and later with Susan Hagberg. who recently retired from Susquehanna. And then I went on to Eastman and studied with David Craighead. That was my dream, was to go on to Eastman. So I went and did a master's degree and a doctorate at Eastman, and just cherished the lessons and the study that I had with David Craighead, who was just one of the true gentlemen. And then I had an opportunity to study in Paris. I had a grant to study with Marie-Claire Alain in Paris. That was originally for 9 months, and within a few short months of being in Paris, I fell under its spell and decided I couldn't possibly leave after 9 months. So I extended my situation there to 4 years and had a chance to study with her and also with Daniel Hrote, who is the organist at Saint-Sulpice in Paris. So I've had really some world-class opportunities to study with, I mean, some of the greats in the field and to play some magnificent instruments. And then finally it was time to bring it all back to the States. So here I am.
Mm-hmm. And you've done a great bit of teaching.
I've done a lot of teaching. Actually, my first teaching position was in Boston, and I was the music director and organist at the Divinity School at Harvard for 14 years, and played for all of their services for the convocation, the graduations. I directed the choir. We started a chamber orchestra, and I taught several courses in church music, sacred music, history. Those courses were open to students not only from the Divinity School, they were actually open campus-wide and within the consortium. So I was working with a really broad range of student backgrounds and interests and goals. And we taught at some other institutions while I was in Boston as well, at Clark University, and also with the Colleges of the Fenway, which is a consortium right in Boston, right near Fenway Park.
But you've never played the organ at Fenway Park?
Not yet.
Tell us about the program.
Yeah, I chose kind of an eclectic program. The music really ranges from the Baroque period with music by Buxtehude and Bach and continues on through the early part of the 20th century with music by Viern. I'm opening the program with a Toccata in D minor by Buxtehude, which is just, it's one of my favorite pieces. It's just full of different musical characters and things that are sort of light and sparkly and crisp to things that are just kind of rip-roaring, you know, full of interesting pedal passages. And then I'm going to continue with a Prelude and Fugue by Mendelssohn and follow that with a Fantasy in G Major by Bach. And I think Mendelssohn and Bach are a good grouping. One of the wonderful things that Mendelssohn did in his life was to help revive interest in the music of Bach. And even though Mendelssohn was writing, you know, much later on, you can still hear the influence of Bach, even in the forms he's using, Prelude and Fugue. And then I'll do this wonderful piece by Bach, which is in three sections. It starts with a very light toccata, lots of busy finger work. Mm-hmm. And the middle section, I think, is actually one of the great examples of his counterpoint writing. It's just a beautiful, dense, full of harmonic twists and turns and surprises. And then it ends again with kind of a flourish in the manuals and a really dramatic descending pedal line that finally resolves to the home key of G major. It's a wonderful piece of music. And then the last couple of pieces are French, doing a work by Jean Alain, who was the brother of Marie-Claire Alain, my teacher in Paris. Beautiful setting based on a chant. And then I'm closing the program with two works by Viern, who was the organist at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris for many years, closing with the Carillon from 24 pieces. So it has the bell theme and, again, kind of hopefully bring the house down. So, again, I like to choose music that is eclectic, that will, you know, maybe introduce the audience to music that they, maybe some of the pieces they're familiar with, and there may be some new things tucked in there as well, and also to showcase the instrument itself, what the organ can do.
Brenda Lynn Leach in a conversation with you, Bill Carter, on the campus of Marywood University. Thanks for speaking with her in that way. What about Dr. Morell and her love of Mozart?
She is overwhelmed by his compositions. She's a deeply passionate musician, and when she plays her clarinet, you will hear her speak or sing. That is her primary voice. Just an outstanding teacher and instrumentalist. Is teaching both at the University of Scranton as well as Marywood and all kinds of topics, has a full studio, and again lives in Dunmore after traveling off to Ohio State and actually a tenure in the PSU Blue Band. So I think when the football games are on, she's always watching Penn State.
Where do we head from there?
Every year we have an all-church recital where we feature our musical groups we have at the church. We have a very nice bell choir, we have an adult choir, and then we have children's choirs that we feature at that concert. But we also have a number of soloists and small ensembles that also perform. You know, we have some pretty good church members who can perform, mm-hmm. like Jeff Lees on the trumpet, Tom Hines on the oboe, and we try to have an opportunity for them also to perform at the church mm-hmm. as well. That's in November 19th.
And in February, for the Clark Summit Festival of Ice, since our church is right close to Our Lady of the Snows, we decide to defrost a little bit. And we have a variety of things going on that weekend. We have a magician coming on Saturday afternoon. But around that, we have an art show, a student art show, as well as a juried show of photography that a regional photography club does.
Yeah, that's our family event, particularly. We even have somebody dressed up as a snowman down on State Street who invites people to come up the hill and enjoy the events at the church. So mm-hmm. it's a fun weekend.
Yeah, the whole community comes alive.
What mm-hmm. follows?
Well, the Sunday after Easter, April 8th, we often have a jazz concert for National Jazz Month, Jazz Appreciation Month. So Mark Woodyatt's stopping by, and we share a love for the music of Chick Corea. So it's an afternoon of Chick Corea's Latin music. We're not sure who's going to be part of the band yet. We might have a three or four different bass players, percussionists. But we're both really excited about the chance to do this together.
Is there a bow to tie at the end of the season?
Yes, the Hickory Project is coming back, doing some bluegrass for us. Mm-hmm. We had them about three or four years ago. Yeah. And everybody loved them, so it was a lot of fun.
When we called George Graham and said, what's the one bluegrass band we need to bring? He said, you have to call Anthony Hannigan and Hickory Project. And
ladies
he said, sometimes the personnel varies a little bit, but it was a standing room only crowd of people from really all over the region. It was wonderful.
And Anthony is a national mandolin champion. Didn't we start by saying something about variety? I think that's right.
No rap this year, but you know, we're open for people to submit.
16 years, that's a long time for a performance series.
It is a lively place that takes the arts seriously.
And you have a website that can give people directions and things like that.
Yes.
fpccs.org.
And that stands for?
First Presbyterian Church of Clark Summit.
Reverend Bill Carter, pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Clark Summit. He's a composer, arranger, and jazz pianist. And John Weiss, chair of the arts at the First Presbyterian Church Committee, speaking with us in anticipation of the start of the 2017-2018 season of the arts at First Presbyterian Church, getting underway with an afternoon of classical music featuring Brenda Lynn Leach, organ. This is a sample from her album Windswept on the Pro Organo label, and she actually recorded this CD here in our region at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in downtown Wilkes-Barre. She's been a frequent guest on our program, Music from St. Stephen's. Her part of the program will feature music of Bach, this piece by Buxtehude, music of Mendelssohn, Vierne, Jean Alain, and more. And also on the program, clarinetist Katie Morell, and she will be joined by musicians Sophie Till and John Michael Vida, violins, Amy Iwazumi, viola, and Christiana Oppenheimer-Vida, cello, for a performance of Mozart's much-loved clarinet quintet, and also a special piece, a piece that is brand new And so we'll have a wonderful juxtaposition of times and places with this afternoon of classical music at the First Presbyterian Church of Clark Summit. It's open to the public. A free will offering will be taken. And for more information, on the web, fpccs.org, fpccs.org, the First Presbyterian Church of Clark Summit, 300 School Street in Clark Summit. And that's this Sunday afternoon, October 15th, at 4 in the afternoon.